Peter Lanza is the father of Adam Lanza, the young Newtown, Connecticut man who killed his mother, 20 children, 6 educators at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, and then himself. Peter Lanza has avoided the press, but granted long interviews to writer Andrew Solomon last fall. Solomon's article on Peter Lanza is in this week's New Yorker. Andrew Solomon is the author of Far From the Tree, which explores the relationships in families where children and parents are exceptionally different from each other. He also has a PhD in psychology, and he joins us now. Welcome.
What a pleasure to be here.
Peter Lanza was very involved, by the account, with Adam and had a good relationship as he was younger. He did divorce Nancy Lanza, Adam's mother, and then Nancy was the primary caregiver. It seems a little striking to me that he didn't see Adam for, what was it, the last 2 years of his life?
Yes, that's right. Peter had tried to guide Adam in some of the decisions he was making as he began college. He said to Adam that he thought Adam couldn't handle 5 classes, even at a local community college, and said, why don't you take 2 classes and I'll help you with them? And Adam, who he said seldom expressed anger, became very angry and said, I'm taking the 5 classes. I'm taking them. And he said it was a very disturbing scene. And he left thinking they'd had a small argument and they'd move past it. And Adam put him off for the next couple of times they were supposed to see each other. And then Adam told Nancy that he never wanted to see Peter again. And Peter didn't believe that it was a matter of never. But he thought Adam was 18, that he no longer had a legal right to force contact. And he thought he would just continue to stay in contact as much as he could, send emails, leave phone messages, all of the other things that he in fact did. And that over time, doing all of those things, Adam would come around. Peter himself had become alienated from his own parents in adolescence and thought that this was part of a relatively normal developmental trajectory. He said it never crossed his mind that he would never see Adam again.
And I thought something striking and insightful you wrote was when you said all parenting involves choosing between the day, for instance, why have another argument at dinner, and the years. The child must learn to eat vegetables. And you say Nancy's error, Adam's mother, seems to have been that she always focused on the day. Why do you think that was?
I think that the days were so difficult. I mean, you read Nancy's email correspondence, and the picture you get is of Adam having these terrible episodes. There are descriptions of him lying on the floor in his room crying for 3 hours. You have a sense of someone in agony saying, why am I such a loser? And talking about how much pain he was in. And I think Nancy felt that pain, that day-to-day pain, so acutely that she wanted to make things easier for him and she wanted to accommodate him. And I think that's a natural instinct that all of us have as parents. But I think that the business of making the days go all right occupied so much of her emotional and physical energy that it didn't leave a great deal of room for her to think about the long-term picture. And I think she didn't understand his sense of outrage at his own inability and at the dependency on her that it fostered.
It sounds clear that you don't feel that either of these parents are blameworthy. Would that be right?
Absolutely. I think these two parents were doing their absolute best. In retrospect, with 2020 hindsight, can we question some of their decisions? Yes. But I don't think we would have known to question them if we didn't have 2020 hindsight. And I think that the tendency to rush toward blame of the parents, which is a very profound tendency in our society, grows out of people's wishing to believe that this only happens when the parents have been terrible, which means that those of us who are good parents are not vulnerable to having these problems. The idea that all of us are vulnerable to having a child who goes this seriously awry is a completely terrifying idea that people resist. But Peter Lanza himself said, I want the people who read this article to be afraid that this could happen to them.
Andrew Solomon, the author of Far From the Tree, about families and children who have exceptional differences. He has a PhD in psychology. He's a writer who interviewed Peter Lanza, the father of Adam Lanza. And the article based on those interviews is in this week's New Yorker. Andrew Solomon, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.